Start in the third epistle of John, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. And that's as far as some folks get in that verse. But the last phrase says, even as thy soul prospereth. Now, I ask you tonight, how much is God going to prosper if your soul is as weak as the soup off of the shadow of a chicken that starved to death? Amen. I mean, if your soul is as poor as Job's turkey, how can you expect God to bless you and prosper you and heal you? Hallelujah. Amen. About everything in God's word that he promises is conditional. This one is too. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. All you dads and moms, believe that. Raise your hand and kindly wave at me. Amen. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to the strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church. When if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Amen. And that's what we're doing at the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church. We believe in helping the men and women of God that preach the gospel, that come among us to declare the counsels of God. Amen. And he said, if you bring them forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Praise God. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles, we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. I've pastored a few churches like that. They didn't want to give nothing. They didn't want anybody else to give anything because they didn't want to give anything. Because if anybody else gave anything, it would make them look bad. Amen. And so they didn't want anybody giving anything. They didn't want any building program. They had their heels stuck in the ground. Anything you tried to do, they was against it. They was like the blind deacon. Amen. It voted against the proposal at the board meeting. Amen. And they sensed perhaps that he didn't know what he was voting on. Amen. And finally they asked him about it, said, I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm against it. And that's why some folks are in church. Amen. They're not going to go on with God, and they don't want anything else to go on, anybody else to go on with God. But you go on with God. Hallelujah. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath a good report of all men. It's good to have a good report. Amen. If you got a good name, you can help folks. You can even help some folks that don't. You can give them yours. Praise God. If you got a good report, you can lift somebody else out of the mud. If you got a good name and a good report, if you're full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you got the love of God in your heart. If you got a good report and full of the Holy Ghost, you got the love of God in your heart, that's what you'll be trying to do, is lift folks out. Amen. Demetrius have a good report of all men and of the truth itself, yea, and we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. I have many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee and greet thee, friends by name. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. I'll skip most of the writing of Hebrews chapter 11 and come down to the 32nd verse. And what shall I more say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness and obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, and women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. Verse 39. And these all, having obtained a good report, there it is again. They finally got it. They got it, folks. They made it. They obtained a good report. Amen. Through faith they did it. Received, however, not the promise. Amen. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Amen. Oh, God working. Slow God working. Amen. You've come up on them signs out there on the highway as the weather got better, haven't you? Amen. Slow men working. I mean, they're so determined that you slow down while they work. If they've got signs in some of these states and some areas, fines are double in construction zones. Ooh-wee. Have you seen any of them? Amen. Double fines in construction zone. Amen. Slow men working. Well, I'm preaching tonight. Slow God working. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad he's still working on you? Aren't you glad he didn't abandon you some time back, huh? Amen. Yes, praise God. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. 12th chapter says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. That's a good place to look. Amen. Looking unto Jesus. The Bible said, after the smoke cleared away on the Mount of Transfiguration and the thunder stopped rolling, amen, and Peter stopped suggesting that we, amen, build three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for Jesus. The Bible said they saw no man save Jesus only. You're getting somewhere when you see no man save Jesus only. Because he's still working on us. My God, he's still working on me. Amen. Praise God. Slow God working. Amen. What's he doing? He's trying to turn question marks into exclamation points. Amen. Amen. If you can get somebody that can straighten out a question mark straight enough, amen, he can turn it into an exclamation point. That's exactly what he had done in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32. He calls some names down through there. Amen. Boy, did he ever call some names. There's Noah, praise God, that floated above the flood. Amen. And then got drunk and put a question mark on everybody's mind. Glory to God. But God pulled the kinks out of that question mark in Hebrews chapter 11 and said, by faith, Noah. Amen. Noah got into the book, folks. Noah got into the book, praise God. Slow God working. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, don't give up too quickly. God's not finished yet, praise God. The Bible said he won't be finished either until every mountain is brought low and until every valley is exalted, until every crooked thing is made straight. Hallelujah. That's what he said, folks. Amen. He's still got a bunch of that mountain moving to do. He's still got a bunch of that valley lifting to do. He's still got a bunch of straightening to do with a whole bunch of crooked stuff. Amen. There's Noah drunk before his son Ham, and Ham makes fun of him and tells it to his brothers, and his brothers walk backward. Hey, this is family. We need to put the lid on this. Amen. We ain't got no business blowing this out of proportion. Amen. And Shem and Japheth walked backwards and covered up their daddy. Amen. And got a blessing for it. And you know what Ham got for his waggling tongue? He got a curse for it. And he's been serving Shem and Japheth ever since. Amen. And that race will never, never come out from under that curse. No matter how much they march in the streets. Amen. There's just some things that you can't get away from. And that's God's sentence. Amen. You'll never beat the rap when God says it. It's going to happen. Praise God. Amen. And then there's Abraham that he spoke so highly of. Two times, Abraham, that man of faith, lied. He said, tell Pharaoh that you're my sister. Amen. You're not my wife. He said, tell Abimelech you're my sister. You're not my wife. Or they'll kill me. Amen. He was just telling half-truths, but he put a question mark on his life. Amen. And God got a hold of that question mark, hallelujah, in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and pulled all the kinks out of it and said, by faith, Abraham, glory to God, and made an exclamation point out of the question mark, glory to God. And there's Moses. My. Be careful. Amen. Miriam, how you talk about your brother. Amen. Because he's God's anointed. He may make some mistakes. Amen. But he'll not let you correct them. He's God's. Amen. Yes, sir. And ma'am, if you don't watch it, you'll be turned into a leper. Amen. And Moses will have to pray for you and you get healed. Amen. Glory to God. Miriam could sing and shout in one service and talk about her brother in the next. Amen. Glory to God. There's some folks in church can do that. Amen. But you better watch out when you talk about God's anointed. He's God's servant, and God will take care of him, and God will judge him. And if you don't behave yourself, he'll judge you too. Amen. Moses had to pray for her. Amen. God said, please. Moses said, please, don't, Lord, heal my sister. Please, Lord. Amen. Don't let her come under this terrible curse. Please, God. God said, Moses, if her daddy had spit in her face, she'd have been unclean. Amen. So he didn't let her stay without the camp. amen, the appointed time, amen, and bear her uncleanness, praise God, amen. God, glory to God, took Moses the question mark. Amen. Moses, who didn't get to go into Canaan because he smote the rock instead of speaking to the rock. That is for a few hundred years. But on the Mount of Transfiguration, there he was, right on the top of Mount Tabor. Amen. God had already pulled the kinks out of the question mark. And here's an exclamation point. And the 11th chapter of Hebrews said, by faith, Moses. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And then, amen, he mentions Rahab. She wore her stigma as long as she lived. Everywhere she's mentioned in the Bible, it calls her the harlot, almost without exception. There may be one or two exceptions, but almost without exception, it calls her the harlot. Rahab the harlot of Jericho. Praise God. By faith she hid the spies. Amen. And then lied like a dog to those guys that was looking for them. Amen. I'll tell you something, folks. If you're raised in communist countries and you're under persecution, amen, and they're knocking on your door like they did, brother, one of the brethren that we've got several books by him. I'll think of his name after a while. Amen. After the service is over, amen, said they were standing in my door saying, have you got Christians in your house? He said, at that very moment, my bedroom was full of the saints. Amen. And he said, I knew it would cause untold suffering and misery to them if I betrayed them. And I told the authorities no. And with a tear in his voice, he said, what would you do? Amen. I'll tell you what I'd have done. I'd have lied like a dog to them henchmen, just like he did. Praise God. And I recommend you do the same thing under the same circumstances. Praise God. Oh, yes. Amen. She said, they went another way. She had them hid all the time. Amen. That puts a question mark on you. Amen. When you shade the truth. Amen. I'll tell you what. When the devil's trying to use your own weapons against you, turn it on him. Amen. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she'd received the spies with peace. Amen. Put that scarlet thread out the window. Glory to God. Amen. Hang it out there for the people to see. And get your people in the house. And they'll be saved. Hallelujah. And the 11th chapter of Hebrews pulls the kinks out of Rahab's question mark and establishes her as an exclamation point of faith, a changed life by the power of faith in God. Hallelujah. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail to tell me of Gideon. Oh, yes, cowardly, vacillating Gideon, who was hid out thrashing his wheat, and the angel called him a mighty man of valor. Amen. The only reason Gideon fleeced the Lord was because he didn't believe the Lord. Amen. Oh, yes, God was merciful to him. Amen. Even in his fleece, he fleeced him twice, and God bore with him. Praise God. And then God took him down into the camp of the host, amen, to listen to the dream that the soldier had had, amen, in the interpretation of his own friend. Is not this the sword of the Lord and of Gideon? Amen. Yes, and God takes Gideon, the man who was afraid to go out to battle, even when God told him to. You would be too if you was going to try to fight an army of several hundred thousand with 300 men. I would be too, wouldn't you? Amen. I mean, all he had to fight with was a bunch of garage sale stuff, thrift store stuff, Amen. Some lamps and pitchers and lights inside of them. Amen. And some horns to blow. That's all he had to fight with. Amen. I'd have been kind of shaky myself, wouldn't you? Amen. Except God told him to go. Hallelujah. And he went. And God that night brought great victory by the hand of Gideon. Amen. As they shouted and broke their pitchers and shined their lights and blew their trumpets and shouted the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Amen. The 11th chapter of Hebrews furnishes the exclamation point. Oh, there's no exclamation point there, but there's plenty of exclaiming done. Amen. We've been exclaiming it and proclaiming it for a long, long time. And then there's Barak. Isn't that amazing? He mentions Barak and didn't even mention Deborah. Amen. There's Barak. Amen. The coward. I mean, he didn't have the backbone to lead the army into the battle. He told that prophetess, Deborah, I'll not go unless you go. And she said, okay, I'll go. I mean, glory to God with her cloak waving in the air. Glory to God with her veil blowing in the breeze. She led the fight against Sisera's host. Hallelujah. Amen. And Barak was victorious because Deborah went into battle with him. Amen. We need some Deborahs today that'll make men out of their men instead of making mice out of them. Amen. Yeah, glory to God. Your man will be a better man, girls. Hallelujah. If you let him be the man that God ordained him to be. Amen. Yes, sir. Barak goes out here to fight and won't fight without Deborah. She says, I'll go, but when the battle's won, a woman will get the credit for it. Amen. Not only was Deborah instrumental in great deliverance, praise God, in that battle, hallelujah, but also a little unknown girl in a tent, praise God, where Sisera ran in for refuge. And Jael took a nail when she gave him that milk to drink that put him to sleep, and a hammer, and drove that spiked nail through that man's head. Now, I'm tell you, that's some more woman. Amen. That can drive a spiked nail through a man's head before he can wriggle enough, amen, that she'll miss with that hammer and drive it into the ground instead. Boy, I'm telling you what, she hit him hard and fast. Amen. Drove that spiked nail through his temples and nailed him to the ground. The Bible tells the story of the whole situation. Praise God. God, hallelujah, turns a question mark into an exclamation point. Hallelujah. And then there's Samson. Oh, boy. Poor old woman chasing Samson. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Sleep all night with a harlot in Gaza and carry the gates of the city clear to the top of the hill the next day under the anointing of God. Read it in your Bible. Amen. Oh, God, playing around with the wrong crowd, running with the wrong kind of women, if you please. Amen. Hey, but don't knock him. He's the best God's got. If you don't like Samson, you all seen the rest of them. Amen. The rest of them was in worse shape than he was. Praise God. And here Samson is, laying in the lap of Delilah, a perfect type of a Christian laying in the lap of the world. Amen. Oh, God, what is going to happen to Samson? I'll tell you, amen, Samson will bring his own judgment. Samson will bring his own chastening. Amen. It's running just as fast as it can go. Amen. Oh, yes. His people tried it against him. They begged and pleaded with him, please, Samson, let us give you to the Philistines. If you don't, they're going to do us bad. They're going to do us dirt, Samson. You just don't know what we're up against. Please, Samson, amen, let us deliver you to the Philistines. They're going to kill us all if you don't. Instead of helping him fight, they're begging him to give up. Amen. I preached several years ago. I preached it a few times since. Samson was a general without an army. They ought to have been helping him. Instead, they're begging him to give up. Amen. Oh, yes, but Samson strikes a bargain with his friends. And with friends like that, who needs enemies? Amen. Samson says, okay, I'll let you tie me up and deliver me to them. Just don't kill me yourselves. Promise me that you'll not double cross me and that you'll not kill me yourselves. They was ready to do that. But he nailed them down and said, don't kill me yourself. Amen. He said, okay, we'll agree to that. They hiced him on their shoulders, and Samson had, amen, free transportation down the mountainside. Amen. Hoisted on the shoulders, amen, of his captors. Praise God. They took him down to the Philistines, marched him to the middle of their encampment, and set Samson down right in the middle of them, and then cut for cover. Amen. I mean, they should. As Kim Meyer said last night, they saturated that place with their absence. Amen. Out of there they went. They left poor old Samson alone to fight by himself. He could have sung my theme song in the last 22 years. I'm going to pray if I pray by myself. I'm going to stand if I have to stand alone. It's cheap at any price to make it to glory. If they don't go, I'm a going anyway. Amen. He let him down, and the Philistines started closing in. Samson arose and broke his ropes like twine string. But he didn't have any weapon. They're closing in fast. Amen. And he found a brand new jawbone of an ass in that valley. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm telling you, you never seen anybody fight like he fought. You never seen a karate expert fight like he fought. Amen. Glory to God. He kicked them. He butted them. Amen. He knocked them this way and that way. He piled them up like cordwood. Amen. And when the smoke and the fog cleared away, glory to God, they counted 1,000 Philistines that Samson had killed with a jawbone of an ass. Amen. And Samson sat down, famished, exhausted, thirsty. Amen. Amen. Every breath might be his last one. And God saw that he needed a drink of water. Amen. And God clave, hallelujah, a hole in that jawbone. And out came a spring. Amen. He drank water like a camel. Praise God. Amen. And Samson was renewed. Glory to God. I'm talking about slow God working. Amen. Delilah was the last big question mark on Samson's life. He shouldn't have been there. Everybody knows he shouldn't have been there. But go slow. God's working. How many know God's working? Amen. He ain't done yet. Glory to God. You know the story, how that finally at last Delilah calls in the barbers. Amen. And they cut off his locks as he lays in her lap. Amen. Perfect picture of the world lulled to sleep by the modern TV. The movies, entertainment, Amen. Fun. Pleasure. Amen. Until they're so jaded that they no longer care whether they have the blessing or not. Amen. They go to sleep in the lap of Delilah. He awakes. He said, I'll shake myself as at other times. Amen. As the Philistine close in, he shakes and he shakes and he shakes and he shakes. Amen. And he's weak like other men. Amen. The Bible says he's so weak he can't accomplish anything. They grab that hapless, weak man, and they cruelly gouge out his eyes until his eye sockets are painful crevices of running fluid. Amen. And they put the strong man to grinding the mill like a horse that is hooked to that long pole. And he goes around and around and around, and he grinds, amen, at the mill. But God's not done yet with Samson. Amen. The Bible says, howbeit, his hair began to grow out again. The Philistines mocked, they ridiculed, amen. It was a sideshow for Gaza, amen, to see Samson, that great champion now, grinding at the mill. Come on, bring your money, amen, pitch in your pennies, your quarters, your nickels, dimes, come on. See the champion, we've conquered the champion. Great mockery, great ridicule heaped on God's, I say, God's champion. Amen. Hallelujah. His hair kept growing. That was the sign of his covenant. Praise God. His hair was growing out again. Amen. One day they had a great feast. All the chiefs was there. All of the lords was there. All of the senators was there. All the congressmen was there. The king was there. All the ladies of the kingdom were there. All of the royalty was there. The princes and the princesses. Amen. All of them were there having a great big party. Praise God. And they bring Samson in. And Samson's hair has grown out again. Amen. And Samson hasn't forgot how to pray, have you? Amen. There's hope for you. If you haven't forgot how to pray, if you haven't forgot where you came from, there's hope for you. Praise God. And Samson, glory to God, said, God, this one time, let your spirit come on me and avenge me for my two eyes. Hallelujah. And that old boy with a question mark on him, amen, rose up, tells that little boy, said, put my hands on the main pillars of the temple. And that's what he did. Amen. He put his hands on the main pillars of the temple. Great big things. Holding the whole thing up. Amen. And the Spirit of God came on Samson one more time. Hallelujah. They all laughed and look at him. Look at Samson. What do you think he's going to do? Push the house down and move the pillars of the temple. Amen. Samson's muscles begin to bulge. Supernatural strength comes into him. Praise God. And one pillar goes this way and buckles. With mouths agape, the other one goes that way and buckles. The pillars that's holding up the whole thing fall, and 3,000 Philistines are killed as the stones of our mighty temple fall upon the head of Samson. And Samson killed more people.
leaps out of it and makes an exclamation point. And Hebrews says, and what shall I more say of Samson? Amen. And then there's Jephthah, that illegitimate child that his brothers all laughed and mocked him and called him bastard. Amen. He didn't get in on a lot of the good times because his brothers, amen, treated him bad. Amen. Jephthah ran away for a while and was in exile for a while. But while in exile, he learned to talk to God and he learned to make war. Amen. He learned how to fight. He learned the use of the bow and the sword. Amen. And prayer and faith. Praise God. Amen. I may be down today, he said, but tomorrow it's going to be different. Praise God. And Jephthah kept training. Amen. And with the bands that he run with, he had some major victories. And so his name floated back over the hillsides. And when Israel ran out of captains, ran out of leaders, ran out of judges, ran out of anybody to deliver them, he said, we need to go get Jephthah. Oh, we can't go get him. He's an illegitimate child. We can't bring him in to this situation and make him the leader. Well, who else can we get? Who else have we got? Amen. And so they run and they get Jephthah. And they bring him in and they make him judge. Praise God. And Jephthah rides to victory. Glory to God. Amen. Over the heads of the enemies. Glory to God. Wreaks havoc in the house of the wicked. Hallelujah. And God says, and of Jephthah. Amen. Aren't you glad? Amen. That he's still working today. Slow God working. God takes the question mark of Jephthah and makes an exclamation point out of it. And of David also. Amen. Oh, boy. The Bible plainly says in several places that David was a man after God's own heart. He was one of God's favorites, Randy Jones. But he was still human. Amen. God said, I've sought me out a man after mine own heart. Amen. And Samuel poured the oil upon David's head and anointed him king of Israel before he ever sent the demons away from Saul. He was anointed king. He had a destiny sealed. Amen. Much is made of the fact that David whipped Goliath with a slingshot and five stones, him armed to the teeth, and with a spear the size of a weaver's beam, and with a sword, amen, it was too heavy for most men. My God, and David whipped Goliath with a slingshot and a stone. But I've told folks all over the country where I preached, David was already anointed to be king. David could have whipped Goliath with nothing but a broomstick. Amen. He would have drove it clear through him. David was invincible until God was through with him. Praise God. I want you to know that you are too. The devil can't kill you till God's through with you. Through every misunderstanding, through every failure in our evaluation of ourselves or others, amen, through all our tests and all our trials, amen, and all our tribulations, praise God, slow God working. If you'll stay with God, he won't give up on you. Very easy. Praise God. And the Bible straightens out the question mark on this adulterous king. Amen. In Hebrews, praise God, the 11th chapter. And what shall I more say? For time would fail to tell me of David. Amen. Of David. What a man David was, praise God. Oh my, hallelujah. And of Samuel, what a man Samuel was, praise God. Never failed God, never missed God, never missed a lick all through his life. Until he had a house full of boys. Amen. And then when the people was tired of the old man, they sought occasion against him. You know where they found it? Amen. His boys. There's a lot of godly men that their boys refuse to follow in their footsteps. Amen. God created one out of the dust in the Garden of Eden, incidentally, that didn't follow in his footsteps. That's you and my daddy, in case you're wondering who that is. Adam. Amen. He's still working on Adam's race. Amen. They said, Samuel, we like you all right, but your boys don't follow in your footsteps. And I think you ought to step down because of what your boys is doing. And Samuel wept. And everybody put a question mark on Samuel. But God grabbed a hold of it, yanked it straight. Said, Samuel, they not rejected you. They've rejected me. It's my plan they don't like. And they want the king because it's not my plan. Amen. And here he is in the hall of fame, praise God, standing among the prophets. Glory to God. And then in closing, one more. Amen. Saul of Tarsus had got gloriously converted on the Damascene road. A light from heaven had seared his eyeballs. Amen. And the man of God had come to him, unknown and unheard of, never heard of again, Ananias. He laid hands on him, prayed for him, baptized him, got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, went to the wilderness and stayed there for 3 years and had face-to-face encounter with the Son of God and got the revelation that we get in 14 books of the New Testament, praise God. And he comes back to Damascus, praise God, right where he got saved, and tries to preach to him. And they surround the city. And they let Saul down out of over the wall in a basket. And he runs for Jerusalem. He gets up there to Jerusalem, praise God, where he thinks he's going to receive open arms fellowship of the children of God. And they're scared to death of him. They're afraid it's a trick. They won't let him preach. Amen. They won't pay him teacher. They don't want anything to do with him. Amen. And Saul don't have any ministry in Jerusalem. And so you know what he does? He goes back home to Tarsus and stays there for about 8 or 9 years till that great revival breaks out in Antioch. Amen. And Barnabas, that boy that sold out, praise God, and bought the price of his property and laid at the apostles' feet, has become mighty and anointed. And he's down here at Antioch having such a great revival that the Bible said the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch. Amen. And he sends for Saul. Big question mark on him. He's killed the saints. He's persecuted the church. But God, with Barnabas, takes a hold of that question mark and pulls it straight and makes an exclamation point out of it. Hallelujah. And Saul changes his name. For a little while, it was Barnabas and Saul. After a while, you're not talking about Barnabas and Saul anymore. It's Paul and Barnabas. He takes the lead in the evangelistic. Amen. He outstrips his benefactor. Amen. He outstrips the one that found him. Amen. Barnabas don't care. He knows his ministry. Praise God. And he knew all along what God had in store for Saul. On their first missionary journey together. Amen. They take Barnabas' nephew, a little boy that's never hardly been out of town, by the name of John Mark. Amen. All the way across the country, amen, this pasty-faced kid gets cold feet in the midst of the persecutions that Saul and Barnabas encounter. Amen. And he goes back home. Amen. He's a quitter. He's a coward. He don't have any backbone. He can't take it. He can't take the heat. And so he gets out of the kitchen. He goes home. Amen. Question mark on John Mark's ministry. As far as Paul was concerned, he'd never make it. As far as Paul was concerned, he didn't have any future. But when they start on their second missionary journey, amen, Barnabas wants to take Mark again. And Paul said, Mark, that one that left us in the fight? Yes, I believe he's got potential, Paul. Amen, he's grown up a whole lot and he's seen his mistake, amen, and his error. I don't think so. We're going into hostile territory. Amen. And I just don't think so, Barnabas. Barnabas might have said, I think so, Paul. Amen. I want to give him another chapter. If you want to give him another chapter, you give him another chapter. I'm not going to give him another chapter. As far as I'm concerned, he's a quitter. And the Bible said the contention got so hot between Paul and Barnabas that their ways parted. Barnabas took Mark, and Paul took Silas. Just think, the Philippian jail story would have been a whole lot different, amen, if Barnabas had still been in the race. It would have been Barnabas in there in jail with him, and John Mark in there in jail. But instead, it was Paul and Silas. Paul took Silas. And God had two missionary teams. Well, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Amen. But what about the question mark on John Mark's life? Amen. Paul's last letter to Timothy, he said, bring with you Mark, for he is profitable to me and for the ministry. And he pulled the kinks out of that question mark and made an exclamation point out of it. Praise God. Woo! As you thumb through the New Testament and you read about mountains being leveled and valleys lifted up and crooked things made straight. Amen. You see Matthew, and the second book in the New Testament is Mark. Put a big exclamation point behind Mark's life. The one-time quitter, the one-time dragger, the one-time flagger, the one-time, amen, unfaithful. Praise God, now, hallelujah, has done what he was destined to do because God was still at work with him. And because Mark stayed in the fight, amen, and even Paul realized his error later on, hallelujah, we have John Mark's gospel probably dictated to him from the Apostle Peter himself. Raise your hand and praise God that he can change question marks into exclamation points. Stand with me as they sing. I've preached too long, longer than I ever do. Amen. Time got away from me. Amen. Pardon me for that. I'm usually very conscious about your saturation point. Praise God, but this altar is open for you. If you want God to move, remember, amen, I had a right to go over because the sign read slow. And if you got impatient with me, remember that last trip out on the road when you were in a hurry and the traffic was bumper to bumper and they're holding you back. Well, it'll be better when they get the road fixed. Glory to God. How do better? Amen. God gets done working. Come on. Let's make our altar. Let's seek God. Let's draw near to him.